The lower astral dimension has been a powerful dimension longer than mankind. We're just amateurs. Let's see if that's true. The lower astral preceded mankind, and has been there for millennia, long before mankind arose. There you go. The other dimensions, the lower astral entities have been kings and gods of their own domains for millennia before mankind even appeared. So you're not going to go into their dimension without paying the entrance fee. That's why I advise people to avoid channeling, because you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what the intention of the entity is on the other side. You have a hard enough time being able to comprehend the intention and level of consciousness and spiritual integrity of people that are here visible and in bodies. Can you imagine what you're trying to do with something on the other side named Joshua, and he's talking to you from ancient mystery schools, and oh my God, give me a break. I'll give you a magical sign and symbol, you do that, and you'll become an initiate in the mystery school of Wah-ha-ha. Right. All the spiritual truth you ever need throughout this and any other lifetime is already readily available on this planet, because the truth is spoken by every avatar, every great guru, every great integrous teacher has always been the same, and you don't need any other. And the reason you're looking for something else is because you don't want to do what's real. It's a way of escaping legitimate, real spiritual work, is to go off with Guru Baba, who's channeled from the other side, and tells you to buy llamas this year and sell them on the stock market or whatever, you know what I mean? All this kind of BS. Why would God be of any interest in, you know, what you do with your assets and all? Because to God, they aren't even assets. Only you think it's an asset. No. All the truth that's been necessary to know to reach every enlightened state all the way to sainthood and all the way to enlightenment has already been spoken, is already available, and anything else is just an avoidance. Let's see if that's so. Everything else is an avoidance and a resistance, an unconscious resistance. Okay, so seeking out that which is not the truth is an unconscious resistance to the truth. Because to reach the truth, you've got to surrender certain illusions about yourself, and you would rather believe in the mystification from some enchanting Baba on the other side, rather than surrender the fact that you're getting a lot of juice out of being mad at people. You know what I'm saying? Legitimate spiritual work may seem boring and mundane and prosaic compared to the excitement of mystical chants and mystical symbols and mystical insight information and ascending in the hierarchy, which usually costs you a few thousand each one. You get to go from junior to senior to master to supermaster. This is $5,000, this is $10,000, this is $20,000, this is $25,000. So there seems to be some other motivation. We'll take a break in a couple of minutes, and then afterwards we'll just sort of have informal questions, and I'll meet and talk with people as they wish. There's a question about astral travel. Well, I've already pretty much answered it. If you want to reach enlightenment, it's best to avoid astral travel. Astral travel can take you to an infinite number of realms. Each realm is ruled by a demigod, who is in turn ruled by another one in an endless, infinite number of possible dimensions. You see? Thank you. You see, this is only one dimension, but there's an infinite number of dimensions. Out of the infinite potentiality of everythingness arises an infinite number of realms. There's an infinite number of realms, of which this is only one. You have enough trouble understanding this one.
There's no point of taking on other realms. Each of which is tailored for a different purpose by different entities in a different context, which you don't know. Even if you get entreated to join something from another dimension, remember one fact, that you're not going there. They're in a different dimension. And you're not going to go where they are. So even if you do what they say, you're not going to be one of them because they're in a dimension which does not include you. They've leaked through, they might say. You get that on radios. The purpose of a limiting circuit in a radio, in the old days, if you turned on a radio, you got all the stations from all around Chicago and Milwaukee and Sheboygan and Wisconsin. You have to have limiting circuits. Limiting circuits prevents all these cross channels because otherwise everything you turn on, you're going to get four or five channels. These limiting circuits are there to prevent crossing over from one channel to another. So first master this channel, and then if you want to go to elsewhere, go ahead. Except when you master this channel, you find there really are no other channels. There aren't any other real dimensions, but that in itself is an illusion. But you've got to then be the master of all dimensions and transcend all that. You've got to be over 1,000. That takes 1,200 to realize. First master this dimension, and then see if there are any other dimensions, and if you want to go there. And then you realize there are no other dimensions, because the completion of allness is all that there is. Huh? And it is greater than all dimensions. One could spend an infinite amount of time just exploring one of these alternate dimensions. You can listen to WGN round the clock. You can also get WBBM. You can also get WINS. You can also get WTMJ. You can also get... And you would see that you would spend an infinity in exploring all the potential dimensions, none of which is necessary. Because the ultimate reality beyond all of them is exactly the same. The ultimate reality beyond all of them is exactly the same. Let's see if that's a fact. The ultimate reality beyond all dimensions is something I may ask right now, is exactly the same for all. Okay. So there's no advantage to any other dimension in which Master So-and-so takes you to this astral realm, who then meets you with somebody else who takes you to another astral realm. And there are people in Sedona that spent their whole lifetime doing that. They're on realm number 42, you know what I mean? I got news for them. You only got about 999,000 more realms to explore. And in the year 5,942, you'll get a teacher that says, hey, you're chasing your tail, because as you chase your tail, more dimensions are getting spun off the wheel. You understand? There's an infinite number. And that is the whole purpose of the lower astral, is to keep you going round and round endlessly and never becoming enlightened. Because that which hates God has set itself up to distract all that is attracted to God. So don't forget that as you evolve, you're going to become meat. You're going to become the target. You're going to become that which all that hates God is attracted to and wants to pull out of the game. Okay? So the upside of love is bliss, happiness, and the awareness that love and God are one and the same. The downside is, The downside is when you get into a state of bliss, lovingness, is you drop your guard. You see, everyone is pure and innocent. They're innocent but not pure. Don't forget the sheep and wolf's clothing. So when they see that you're a blissful, happy little spiritual warrior and you're bumbling down the street, you become fair game for every lower astral that could like to pull you out of the circuit. Okay? Without seeing them as evil, you just realize you want to decline the invitation. You want to decline the invitation to follow that which is non-integrous. If it doesn't meet the test of integrity, you know, Jesus said, just avoid it. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to go against it. You don't have to denounce it. Just don't go there. Just don't vote for that candidate. And you know who I mean. People can be genuine to their own belief systems, except their own belief systems are delusional. That's the only problem. All right. So we'll stop now, and all that want to, after a break, we'll answer more questions. We'll meet people personally, maybe answer some of their personal questions. And no blissing out while on duty.